Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice flew into Kenya for the day to urge the country's feuding politicians to share power. President Bush is across the border in Tanzania on the second leg of a five-nation Africa tour. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton is in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. She reports that Rice's presence there increases the pressure for a peaceful resolution to the country's post-election crisis.
While President Bush toured Arusha in northern Tanzania, highlighting a billion-dollar U.S. initiative to wipe out malaria, Condoleezza Rice traveled from Tanzania to neighboring Kenya. The Secretary of State met both sides of the political divide in the current crisis and made it clear that an urgent compromise must be found to end the turmoil in Kenya and two fraught months of political deadlock.
Just to strongly underscore that this is a crisis that needs to end and needs to end soon. I frankly believe that the time for a political settlement was yesterday.
Speaking to journalists at the American ambassador's residence here in Nairobi, Secretary Rice was talking pretty tough. She started her day trip to Kenya early, first holding talks with the chief mediator, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. He's been trying to bring together the rival politicians to share power and form a grand coalition government. That's what President Bush says he'd like to see too. And it's a message Condoleezza Rice pressed home after meetings with both President Mwai Kibaki and Raila Odinga, the opposition leader who says he was robbed of victory in December's disputed vote. The election results triggered a wave of violence and ethnic killings, costing more than 1,000 lives.
I want to be very clear. The current stalemate and the circumstances are not going to permit business as usual with the United States or, I think, with any other part of the international community. Kenya must be moving forward.
Rice said Kenya's leaders must put aside their personal interests and agendas and use negotiation and goodwill to agree a deal. She rejected outright comments by Kenyan ministers suggesting that outsiders were meddling in Kenya's internal affairs and dictating terms to a loyal African friend.
This is not a matter of dictating a solution to Kenyans. But what I hear is the impatience and the insistence of Kenyans that this be resolved. It's Kenyans who are insisting that their political leaders, their political class, find a solution to this crisis so that Kenya can move forward.
There was no immediate reaction from the Kenyan government, but the opposition leader, Raila Odinga, said he'd held fruitful negotiations with Secretary Rice. Odinga then outlined his party's position on the current mediation efforts and the peace process with the government.
Negotiations are never concluded easily. There are always some hardliners, and sometimes it takes much longer than anticipated. We would have wished to see faster progress, but that, of course, depends on the other side.
With Condoleezza Rice's day-long visit to Kenya, both Odinga and Kibaki came under greater international pressure to reach a negotiated settlement. She warned Kenya's leaders that any future agreement must mean shared responsibilities and not just an illusion of power sharing, as she put it, adding, it has to be real. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.